Thank you. Forecast maximum temperature 1 2 on the 24th at 1 4. This is Microsoft's brand new Windows Dev Kit 2023, aka Project Volterra. It's part of Microsoft's big push into the ARM ecosystem, and I'm going to tear this down and test it out. Earlier this year, I made a video about Windows on ARM. What's ARM? It's the tech that powers Apple's M1 and M2 chips. It's the tech behind the tiny Raspberry Pi that took the hobby and industrial computing world by storm. But what's Windows on ARM? Well, according to my last video, a lot of wasted potential. Microsoft wants to change that, and that's why they just launched this dev kit. Inside it, the fastest ARM processor that's certified to run Windows, plus 32 gigs of RAM and a 512 gig SSD, all for $599. You see, ARM processors, unlike x86 ones from Intel or AMD, are different. They have a simpler design, they're usually more power efficient for mobile use, and even with all that, Apple has proven ARM CPUs can go toe-to-toe with fast Intel and AMD chips. And, unlike Nvidia's latest graphics cards, you can get more performance using less power. For ARM laptops, that means all-day battery life, no fans, and still high-end performance. But when I called Windows on ARM wasted potential, I got a lot of comments about how I didn't give it a fair shot. The CPU in the .1 I tested was the Snapdragon 7C. What I should have done, everyone said, was buy a Surface Pro, which has a much faster chip, the SQ2, based on the Snapdragon 8cx Gen 2. Well, you know what? Microsoft just one-upped themselves. This thing has an even faster chip. Inside is Qualcomm's latest ARM CPU, the Snapdragon 8cx Gen 3, and it's the fastest chip currently certified to run Windows on ARM. So, I'm going to retest everything on it. But first, let's take a quick peek at the hardware. It's kind of like a Mac Mini, but plastic and not metal. Right out of the box, though, I saw some weird features, like there's mini DisplayPort here instead of HDMI. It also has this weird 90-watt external power brick. And when I looked at the spec list, it seemed like they just grabbed the Surface hardware and jammed it into a desktop enclosure. The dev kit can run one display through mini DisplayPort and another two monitors through these two USB-C ports on the side. But only the mini DisplayPort is available at the initial system boot up. The USB-C ports only come up after Windows is started. And when I saw it had an Ethernet port, I hoped it'd be 2.5 gigs, but unfortunately, it's just a gigabit. They don't even mention the port speed in the specs online. I was half expecting it to just be 100 megabits like the slower .1 that I tested earlier this year. Popping off the bottom cover, I can also see there's a 20